Shabbos, Perek Beis, Mishneh Zayin. We have the finale of Perek Pamem Adlikin, Shloisha Dvarim Tzach Odom Loimah B'Terech Beisoy Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. Three things that a person should say, literally, it means he should make sure are taken care of. The Lashon is Loimar, Chazal say, the Rab brings Lomemrenu B'Nechusa, Kehechid L'Kablamine, that a person should always say whatever has to be said. Both in Ruchnius and Gashmius in his home should be said in a pleasant way. Erev Shabbos im Chashecha, there are three things that are that he's responsible for. These are three things that if you remind those at home a lot before Shabbos, then they could still be forgotten. This has to be Somuch L'Chashecha. One is Yisartem, Eravtem, Hidliku Esaner. Let's go one by one. Yisartem is taking off Meiser. What's taking off Meiser? Because we're talking about over here that there's food that wasn't what's called Hukfala Meiser. The idea that we had in Hilchas Trumas Meiser is that at a certain point when the crop is Nigmar Malakdoi, when the Tvua, let's say, is Nigmar Malakdoi, so then it becomes Tevel. Tevel is an Issa Deraisa to eat. However, before a food is Nigmar Malakdoi, it could have been picked off the tree, but it wasn't yet sorted, wasn't yet put into final form. So it doesn't yet have a final Isser of Tevel. It's Koidim Shenigmar Malakdoi, one is not allowed to eat from the food what's called Derech Keva. Derech Arai, to take a nash, a nibble from the food one can. Chazal tell us that on Shabbos, even Achilas Arai has a chshivus of Achilas Kva. So therefore Shabbos, one could have food around that normally the rest of the week he could eat, but for Shabbos he has to take off Trumas HaMaisus. He has to finish it, and he has to take off Trumas HaMaisus in order to be able to eat it. That's why there's a special dogish of Yisartem for the Suda Shabbos. Iravtem, if one has to go to the Beis Medrash or elsewhere, they have Nine Ruve Tchumim, or the other ones, Ruve Chatzeros. We'll learn about Yetz Hashem in Meseches Erev, and one can carry outside an Eruv something in a Chotzer from the Bayis without an Eruv Chatzeros. That's also a necessary Hachrono for Shabbos. These Isatim Eravtim is something, did you do yet? The question is that a person asks. Aber Hidliku Saner is a Lashon of Tziva, not a question. Hadliku is an air, light, because that has to be done right before Shabbos. You're telling those that are in the house to do it. Hadliku is an air. Sofik chashecho, sofik ein chashecho. We have a sofik, what's called Ben Ashmoshos. Here, by the way, is the famous sugi in Shas that describes Ben Ashmoshos, what we call Tzeis HaKechovim. HaKechovim means what we call Kechovim Beninim. Kechovim Gedolim is what we call planets. Kechovim Benim are real stars. Kechovim Benim you could see even, Kechovim Gedolim you could see even when it's day out. Three Kechovim Benim one will not see until it's Laila. Before that amount of time, the simon is, we'll quote from the Rav, the simon is when there's Kechov Echod is still Yoim, when there's Shnei Kechovim is still a Sofik, when there's Shloisha Kechovim, that's Vada Laila. Now, Chazal give in the Gemara visual signs, like we said, Shlosh Kacham, who today knows with such things? The Gemara also describes colors of the sky changing in terms of Ben Hashmoshes. Again, we're not such Bikim, so what we do is we measure more based on length of time. That's how we measure Tzeis HaKechovim. And in that way, we're following really what's the Sugi in Pesachim, not the Sugi over here in Masechet Shabbos. The Yochin over here quotes that Ben Hashmoshes is 13 and a half minutes. This is based, like we said, based on the sugi that calls the time between Shkia, between Tzeis HaKechovim, 72 minutes. It's really not in the Gemara 72 minutes, it's 4 milim. But if we go with the standard 4 mil, each mil is 18 minutes, so it's 72 minutes. 3/4 of a mil, which is the Zman HaGemara Ben Hashmoshes, is L'maisa 13 and a half minutes. So let's say Loite Goin, the Ben Hashmoshes is from Shkia until 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. Depending on the time of the year, but standard from Shkia till 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Vada Yoim is until 58 and a half minutes after Shkia. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Shkia does not render Ben Hashmoshes. It's only the last 13 and a half minutes before 72, before that says a Kechovim, that would be considered Ben Hashmoshes. By the way, a moyudika diuk in the Loshen over here in the Mishnah is Sofik Chashecha, Sofik Ein Chashecha. Why does I have to say it twice? Sofik Chashecha. So the Mepharshim point out over here, because there's two men Hashmoshes that are Negev, there's Sofik Chashecha of Leil Shavis, Sofik Ein Chashecha of Motzi Shavis. By both of them, that which is in the Mishnah mentioned as being Mutter is Mutter, and that which is Osir is Osir. What would be Mutter to do? So first we have the things that are also. Ein ma'asur nesa vaday. One is not allowed to take ma'aser off vaday tevel. By the way, what's the issue of taking off ma'aser? Tikkun mana. Feel like fixing something. You're taking something, turning it into something. You're fixing it, making it something that's usable. Tefillas kelim would be another example. One is not allowed to tevel a kli on Shabbos because you're fixing the kli, so to speak. With their eyes, of course, you're not doing anything. The abundance is considered a form of fixing. So in ma'asun es avadai, an example of this negeh bizman hazeh would be if somebody baked challah, and the woman, somebody baked and forgot to take off challah. So taking off challah would also be considered like a frosh trum. So ma'asun can't do it on Shabbos. Ein madbilin es hakelim, like we said, that's also a form of tikkun mona. Ein madlikin es haneiros. Now, l'chor, the first two that we mentioned, Meiser and Tvilas Kelma Durabonon. And you're not allowed to do that Ben Hashmoshes. There is a mandama that holds that you're allowed to do very many Shvusin Ben Hashmoshes. This Mishnah doesn't hold that way. The Gemara says this mandama holds that Ein Shvus. There's no Hetan Shvusin Ben Hashmoshes. But over here the Mishnah adds in something which is L'chor extraneous. Ein Madlikinus Aneris. Hadlokas Neris is Derais. Of course you're not allowed to do. If you're not allowed to do Derabonon's Ben Hashmoshes, you're certainly not allowed to do Derais. So the Mepharshim say that what we're talking about over here is Haideh Goy. You're not allowed to tell a Goy to be Madlik Neirois. The Diuk over here, the Yochan says Neirois, is we're not talking about the one single solitary little light that you need that you Yoytze Neir Shabbos with, and that's necessary for basic not being in the darkness. That's a Tzorech Godel. That would be Mutter Ayidei Goy. What we're talking about is Neirois, extra Neir. Extra light one is not allowed to ask a Goy to do when it's Ben Hashmoshes. Avol, Ma'asun es Admai. Dmai is something Chazal v'choshesh, but Be'etzem, it's only a Chumrah. Midereis, it's not Tevel. So over there, they make it and they allow you, Ma'asun es Admai, Ma'orvin. Mepharshim say from the Gemara, Eruvei, Ma'orvin means Eruvei Chatzeros. Eruvei Chatzeros is purely a Tikkun Derabbanan. The Gemara says, Ne'erven, Takan of Shlomo HaMelech. Eruvei Tchumin, Rashi brings down over here in the Gemara, Eruvei Tchumin is more chavah because it has a Makor, Asmechu Akro. According to one mandam, it's even Deraisa because the Torah says, in Parshas, B'shalach Ish al Yetzi Ish Mim Koimoi. So Memela, it's more chomer. You can't do it Ben Hashmoshes. They weren't Mekel. One reason. Another reason, Kivega over here is Meirich, on what the Mepharshim talk about, because it could very well be that it's more than just you're not allowed to do it. Maybe it's more chomer, you're not allowed to do it because it's also like a Kenyan, you're being Koinish, Shvisa, and a Mokoim. Maybe that would be another reason, Mimach. More than that, Kivega points out that the Erev is not Chal. The other things at least work. Over here, the shvisa of a person, which would be Kaveah, where his place of residence is, Lagabe Tchumim, is not Nitvas. It's not Chal, that's his Mokoim after the Shkir. Once it's Ben Hashmosh, it's not Chal. That Rub Kiveg is Toilin Machlek Sushainim. If there's a Sofik Eruve Tchumim, so then a person's stuck, because is he in his house, or is he 2,000 Amos away? Over here, it's not a Sofik, it's just not Chal at all. That Rub Kivega brings Makairos, Machlek Sushainim, in a few places, whether that's true. Last halach of a Temnin is a Chamin. They were Makel to do Hatmono. We're not talking about over here Hatmono in something that's Moisiv Hevel. We'll learn in Mitzvah Hashem in the fourth parak that to be make Hatmono to insulate something with a material that adds heat is also even if you do it on Friday. We're talking about something over here that's Shoimer the heat, but it doesn't add heat. That's only also on Shabbos. On Friday, one is allowed to. Over here, Ben Hashmoshes, they allowed it. Why? The Gemara says something interesting. The Gemara says that a pot on Shabbos, they were goyzer not to be matmim because it looks like you're saving the heat. You might take a pot that's cooling off and put it on the fire. And that would be also. Mashen Kain, Ben Ashmoshes, every pot b'derech chal is boiling because it was just taken off the flame. There's no gzera that if you're going to wrap it up in something, you're going to put it on the flame. Some other one goes on the wrapping up. We'll see more details about Tzimtzum Hashem in the fourth paragraph.